Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Why do we sometimes remember an incident and we become embarrassed or ashamed, really, about something we might have done all over again? And how do we deal with that? Because surely, if that is the case, then it's going to impact on our behavior moving forward. We might not go into a certain situation. We might avoid something completely. How do we deal with that? First of all, why is that? And then how do we deal with it? Claudie Munya is an educational psychologist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Howard. Good morning to your listeners.
So it's a strange thing that we almost become embarrassed all over again.
Well, it's not strange. It's actually what's supposed to happen, because memories are almost like an experience again. It's almost like we are living that experience all over again. So we are reacting to the way we have felt then, when we were experiencing that particular event. Because feelings are emotional responses to an experience or an encounter. Mm. I experience, I feel, and then I create an interpretation of the feeling. My brain stores it accordingly. So a memory about a particular event is tied to the feeling that I had at the time I experienced that event, which in turn is tied to the belief system that I've created over time about that experience or event.
And what's also interesting is, obviously, it's our event and it's our story and it's our narrative, but there's a very good chance that other people might not even have seen it that way or even remembered it.
Well, that is true, because it is my own encounter and how I believe, or what I believe about that particular encounter. So, Howard, what happens is that throughout our life experiences and encounters, our brains develop what we call neural pathways that make up our belief system, which dictates how we behave or react to certain situations and how we view or think about ourselves. And that is why one person might think differently about the same encounter or the same belief. So our brains, they do a very good job of coding and storing these experiences and encounters in our subconscious. And what brings them to mind can be external stimulus, for example, such as sound, smell, or sight, or an internal stimulus, such as a particular feeling or a particular thought or a physical sensation that can trigger these neurons containing these particular memories of it, of that particular encounter, and then bringing them up to the conscious awareness.
So how do we deal with that? Do we face them head on? Do we spend time thinking about that incident, although then we kind of ruminate? How do we address something in order to maybe decrease its power that it has over us?
We try, and you mentioned the word ruminate, which is what I call it a problem-solving mechanism.
Okay.
We try and work it out in our thoughts. We sit on it. I often say marinate over things. We are soaking ourselves in the memories and the feelings that are tied to that experience.
Event.
Be it good, be it bad, but often at times, because our bodies are designed in a way to try and problem solve, we often are munching and marinating or ruminating over bad encounters or unpleasant encounters.
But does that help us? In other words, sometimes I feel like we should focus on it, deal with the issue in our minds or talk it through, whatever that would be, in order to free us of it. But very often it doesn't. It actually just almost becomes this repetitive negative experience.
Well, Howard, the thing is, we are more likely to recall memories which are constant with our current mood. So If I am feeling down at a particular time and space, I'm more likely to start recalling memories that are congruent with that particular feeling. So I'm feeling down, so therefore I might start thinking about memories of loss, disappointment, and shame. And I will ruminate over that because my mind is trying to problem solve as to what could have happened, trying to understand what has happened, trying to solve it in a particular way. Whether it is bad or good for us, we are designed to try and problem solve. So it is, in a way, working to our benefit. But also, if we don't receive help, it doesn't work in our favor because we are stuck in a loop. Because ruminating thoughts are, you can also think of them like those reels on social media. They get stuck in a loop of that constant thought that is the same over and over. I am shameful. I'm a disappointment. I'm that. If it's a negative one, if it's a positive one, then kudos. It's a good thing. So that is why we find that people who suffer from mood disorders, they are more likely to struggle with this because they are more likely to recall memories that invoke negative feelings, which they in the end perceive as facts about themselves.
Very, very interesting. It's unfortunately all we have time for. Claudine Monnier, educational psychologist, talking to us about becoming embarrassed or being a bit ashamed from past incidents.